Welcome back to the program, 0829-913-913 is exactly how you can get in conversation with us. Of course, we've been having conversations on the matter of crime in the Republic, a discussion in regards to how things were in the past, but now we're going to be parking those conversations to have a conversation on one of the biggest issues in your household, that being the price of electricity. Now, the proposed price increase by Eskom will be decided upon by the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, better known as NERSA, on December 20th. The utility applied to the regulator for an 446 billion rand tariff hike for the 2025 to 2026 fiscal year. This is a 36% increase in the tariffs. Now, to find out more on exactly what we could see here in the Republic, we talked to spokesperson for NERSA, that being Charles Klebela. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
Wonderful having the airwaves of VOC Breakfast, sir. To kick things off, could you just give us some insight, first of all, in terms of the process? We know that Eskom has made an application for a 36% increase, but could you give us some insight in terms of what will be taking place from now up until the 20th of December before the result is released to the public?
Thanks once again for giving us this opportunity. Maybe before I start with the process, I just want to indicate that Eskom has applied for submitted the revenue application to NERSA for 3 years. As you correctly stated, for 2025-26 financial year, which amounts to 446 billion. And if ever the energy regulator is to approve, this application, it will result in a tariff increase of about 36.15%. But there's also an application for the 2026-27 financial year, which amounts to 495 billion, which if the energy regulator is to approve it, the tariff increase will be 11.81%. And also for the 2027-28 financial year, where Eskom is applying for an amount of 537 billion, which if the energy regulator is to approve this application, it will amount to 9.10%. So the application is for a period of 3 years. Maybe let me indicate the main drivers of Eskom's application. These are primary energy, operating costs, independent power producers, international purchases, and depreciation. It is important to indicate that this is still an application from Eskom, which is being taken through the energy regulator's processes before a decision is made on the 20th of December 2024, as you correctly indicated. So what is critical for the listeners is to submit their written comments and views to NERSA regarding this application, and to assist stakeholders and the general public in submitting those comments. NERSA has what we call a consultation paper, which is on the NERSA website. And the consultation paper, it's basically to assist stakeholders and members of the public to comment on the mainly those cost drivers of this application. As I indicated, there are questions that the consultation paper is raising, which stakeholders are to consider. Questions that relate to the coal costs, the cost of Eskom's workforce, the sales forecasting of Eskom, the utilization of Eskom's power stations. These are some of the questions that are in the consultation paper. So stakeholders are really requested to submit their written comments. They can do so by email to mypd@nersa.org.za. And the closing date for the submission of these written comments is the 1st of November 2024.
You've mentioned, of course, how ESCOM functions in terms of its application, the factors it lists as the rationale behind wanting these increases for the next three financial years. I'm trying to understand as well, then, in terms of how NERSA evaluates this process and what it considers before granting or denying a application by ESCOM, and of course the procedure in that respect, because I think for most South Africans, they're trying to comprehend exactly whether this increase will be allotted for, allowed for, and of course how NERSA functions in that respect.
Yeah, as I indicated, you know, that the main drivers of this ESCOM's application are those five: your operating costs, your indirect power producers, your international purchases, your depreciation, and primary energy. So the what the energy regulator does is to assess, you know, these cost drivers, what ESCOM is applying for, to see if ever these amounts can ESCOM, you know, be allowed to recover them. Are they going to be, you know, efficiently utilized in terms of generating, you know, electricity. So as you would know that, like in the past, the energy regulator has never, you know, approved the full amount of what ESCOM has applied for. It's because, you know, after doing the analysis and there are those amounts that the energy regulator does not allow ESCOM, you know, to recover.
And sir, one final query from you. When evaluating the increase, especially for the announcement on the 20th of December, you've mentioned, of course, that there are in essence three requests: one for the upcoming financial year, the one thereafter, and the one thereafter that. And of course, you've mentioned the cost that the increase would implicate, as well as the percentage increase it would determine for tariffs. But I'd like to know then, in terms as well for NERSA, if an increase was to be allowed for. You've mentioned, of course, that NERSA has never really been giving ESCOM exactly what it asked for. Of course, we understand that in the process of negotiation, you always come through with the largest request, knowing full well you're not going to get it. But in that respect as well, the effective change for South Africans, could you maybe give us some insight as well in terms of municipalities and the implications of increases for municipals? Primarily, of course, because we see that doesn't necessarily indicate that in our municipality, especially in the city of Cape Town, that will be the real increase in our day-to-day existence.
Yes, I think whatever increases that will be given to will be allowed, you know, for ESCOM to recover, it will have an implication to municipalities. As we all know, that municipalities, you know, get their electricity or buy their electricity, you know, from ESCOM. So definitely, whatever increase that is going to be given to ESCOM, it will have, you know, an impact, you know, to municipalities and also to ESCOM's direct customers. But I think the most important thing, you know, which the listeners, you know, should really, really consider is to comment, you know, and provide their comments and views in writing or on this application, because those comments and views are really, you know, taken into consideration by the energy regulator when making, you know, its decision. Hence the importance of this public participation process. I must also indicate that the energy regulator is also planning to conduct public hearings, which are going to be physical public hearings or in-person, you know, public hearings, to offer an opportunity to stakeholders and the public, another opportunity to present, you know, oral kind of, you know, presentations with facts, evidence, you know, for consideration by the energy regulator before, you know, the decision is made.
Indeed. So we're going to have to leave it there, but I thank you nonetheless for coming onto our airwaves. That was, of course, the spokesperson for NERSA, Charles Khlebela, coming online, of course, give us some insight in terms of the process of ESCOM's request for tariff increase, also giving us some insight in terms of the application that have been made. But of course, you can make a voice heard on 0829-913-913. Right now, though, we go for some commercial news.